Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:32 British Summer Time. Today is July 9th. Today was another day where the majority of stock markets finished out the day pretty weak, or at least to say in negative territory. We've had a fantastic rally all the way through June. Now that we're into July, we're getting a little bit of a pullback and consolidation. And if the bullish case is to continue to be given the benefit of the doubt, then the June lows will need to hold on the current pullback. In Asia this morning, the Nikkei was down about 1 1/3%. The Hang Seng was down a bit less than 2%. The ASX was down almost 1%. The China A-shares market extended its recent decline. It is interesting in China that when one looks at the granularity of the market and looks into individual sectors, there is quite a steep divergence. When one actually looks at the market and what makes it up, then it's primarily banks, materials, and property. When one looks at the sectors that are outperforming, consumer staples is in an uptrend. The financials have a progression of higher reaction lows. That is not something that the wider market has. Information technology and healthcare also look like they've turned the corner. Whereas sectors that are directly exposed to infrastructure development or the property markets are really, I think it's probably more correct to say that markets that are leveraged to providing the property sector with the goods that they need, they're not doing particularly well. But the Shanghai Property Index also has a progression of higher reaction lows. So, whereas there is no doubt that the Chinese economy is slowing down, there are a number of measures that the Bank of China are implementing, not the least of which, apart from interest rate cuts, they have now introduced a policy of allowing the renminbi to weaken. The renminbi has spent the last 4 weeks above its, or the dollar has spent its last 4 weeks above the 200-day moving average versus the renminbi. That's the first time it's done that since about 1994. It's not a mistake. It would suggest that the Chinese are now pursuing a deliberate policy of devaluing the renminbi, albeit on a relatively managed and gradual basis. It would suggest also that they've drawn a line in the sand in just how far they want their renminbi to appreciate. And of course, we can understand the reasons why, that low-cost manufacturing has become uncompetitive in China, and they're not going to allow the massive manufacturing sector in China to simply become uncompetitive, because it would create social unrest in terms of unemployment. So we can anticipate that there are going to be additional measures to attempt to stimulate the Chinese economy. And we're at the beginning of an easing round, compared to what has been the case over the last 3 years, where China had been progressively tightening. So we're into easing, and we can anticipate there is going to be additional easing. Now, when we move into Europe, the majority of those markets were also in negative territory today, but not by a great deal. There were none down in excess of 1%, where a number of these European indices had become a little bit overbought in the short term. They are now at a minimum consolidating. The Italian index was an exception. It was up today by about 0.6%. Spanish yields hit over 7% today. Spread over bunds, they went through, they're well now in excess of 500 basis points. So the Spanish crisis is still very much in evidence. The ESM will be prevailed upon as soon as it's set up to get in there and start buying up Spanish debt. The problem for Spain is that its government has continually underestimated the problem that was going to arise from the bursting of the housing bubble. And until they start to get in front of that problem, then it is unlikely that the bond market is going to give them any kind of succor at all. So the spread over bunds also highlights the fact that short-dated German paper is trading in negative yields, and that German bunds remain really quite firm. They were relatively unchanged in here today, but that rate has bounced from 140 to 144 in just over a week. And that was an impressive rally. We continue to see that some of the more consistent trends out there are in the government bond futures. US Treasuries were stronger today by 22 ticks. They're back above the psychological 150 area. JGBs also were firm in here. Short yen was also firm. UK gilts were relatively unchanged in here today, but they've been ranging. They haven't given up any of their prior advance, and most of these, of the total return indices for these sovereign bonds, have been mostly range-bound in a process of mean reversion following an impressive advance into the beginning of June. In the commodity complex, what we have seen over the last couple of weeks was an impressive bounce by the continuous commodity index, which is an unweighted index. We saw an impressive bounce primarily in the industrial commodities and on precious metals and in the energy complex. Then we had a drawdown in the last couple of days of last week, and they're all pretty steady in here today. Oil is up about $1.20. Gold is in positive territory. The industrial metals are all reasonably steady in here. They are continuing to unwind short-term oversold conditions relative to their respective 200-day moving averages. And as long as they continue to range, then we can continue to give the benefit of the doubt to at least higher to lateral ranging. They're going to have to sustain moves above their 200 AMAs, break progressions of lower rally highs, and sustain moves above their June lows if the medium-term upside is to be given the benefit of the doubt. The grain and bean complex and soft commodities generally are responding to the drought conditions in a large part of the USA's agricultural regions. In addition to drought in North America, there is flooding concerns in parts of Russia, and there is inclement weather in a number of important agricultural zones globally. That continues to put a bid under and create demand by speculators for grains and beans. Soybeans were stronger today by 42. Now, they were off their high, and they are really quite overextended. This has been a weather-related advance. So, as long as weather continues to pose a threat to the respective crops, then that is going to continue to put upward pressure on these prices. If we start to see rains coming in, and I think most of the forecasts are expecting slightly cooler weather into the end of this week, then that could put some pressure on these prices. If we see that these higher prices for basic foodstuffs are sustained beyond the short term, then that is going to create some inflationary pressures. But it could also cause civil unrest, particularly in poorer countries. On Wall Street today, the majority of markets were relatively unchanged. The Dow was down just 36 points, the S&P down 2. Wall Street has also had this impressive rally all the way through June, and now we're seeing an unwind of that. To reiterate the very basic point that provided these markets continue to hold above their June lows, then we can probably continue to give the benefit of the doubt to the upside. We're seeing that China is increasing its monetary stimulus. It's looking increasingly likely that there is going to have to be an additional application of stimulative measures in Europe. And there is the likelihood that that is going to help to propel a rally in risk assets over the short to medium term. But in the ultra short term, as in the next few days to couple of weeks, the chances are we are going to see an additional consolidation. There are a number of sectors that continue to show relative strength, not least pharmaceuticals, but particularly in the autonomy sector, where a number of markets have pulled back to test the region of their 200-day moving averages and found support. Provided they continue to find support in the region of their 200-day moving averages, they can continue to be given the benefit of the doubt. And with that, I think I will leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.